We're recording on here now. So that's solid. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Mediocre Movie Hour with your hosts Ant-Man and Lil D. All right, we'll start you off with All Star by Smash Mouth. Hope you guys enjoy. Somebody won't. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars.
All right, guys, that was All Star by Smash Mouth from Shrek 1. Ironically, this show is about Shrek 2. We're basically going to be playing the soundtrack, talking a little bit about the movie, one of our favorite movies, with, in my opinion, one of the best soundtracks. And so that's what we're starting out with. We have a few songs from Shrek 1, mostly Shrek 2, Counting Crows coming up. Accidentally in Love.
Time I think about it. ocean wide. If I call your Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Yo, that was Funky Town by Lips Inc. And honestly, I think that song is such a vibe. It goes so hard. And yesterday when we were watching it, it came up during the scene where they were entering Far, Far Away. Lily, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I honestly think that Funky Town is just such a pivotal song for the movie because, sure, we played some Shrek 1 music, right? This is like, they're going through Funky Town. You think Shrek 2, you think Funky Town. They're riding through the onion on the way to the castle. You think Shrek 1, you think Swamp. You know?
Right, right.
But when we were watching it yesterday, because we had to rewatch it, refresh.
Right, exactly.
You know, you always pick up on more things once you watch a movie a second time, third right. time. This was probably like... I don't even know, maybe 30. But we took note of some of the shops that they rode by in the carriage.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, Ant-Man.
Yeah, ask away.
Which of these shops would you maybe shop at?
Are you going to give me options?
I'll give you some options. Baskin Robin Hood.
Probably cool.
Solid. Probably good ice cream. Epiphany and Co. Versarchery. Old Envy. Banana Kingdom. Gap Queen. Farbucks Coffee. Or would you like to go see Lethal Arrow 4?
as opposed to Lethal Weapon 4. Yeah. It might have to be a stop at Old Envy. Stop at Old Envy. Then we get a picture of whatever they have at Farbucks. Then we could go
a picture.
A picture, right?
A picture of coffee.
A picture of
or whatever coffee. They serve.
Yeah, whatever they serve.
I don't know if they would serve there. Do they drink coffee?
I don't know. What do they have with their little gingerbread men?
No, I think they'd have coffee.
They'd probably have coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But after that, we could definitely go see Lethal Arrow 4.
Yeah.
100%.
For sure. All right. Yeah. So I think we're going to pivot back to Shrek 1. This is the Merry Men scene. This is probably my favorite scene from Shrek 1. I think it's kind of absurd. Where they're kind of ambushed by these Merry Men. So here we go.
And give to the needy.
He takes away percentage.
But I'm not greedy. I risk your pretty damsels. Man, I'm good. Break it down. I like an honest fight and a saucy little maid.
What he's basically saying is he likes to get
paid. No! Oh, and an ogre in the bush, rub the lady by the tush. That's bad. When a beauty's with a beast, it makes me awfully mad. Now I'll take my blade and ram it through your eye. But keep your eyes on me, boys, cause I'm about to start.
And a girl can do what she wants to do, and that's what I'm gonna do.
with a little drop of poison. Nobody knows, they're lining up to go insane. I'm all alone. I smoke my friends down to the filter, but I feel much cleaner after it rains. And she left in the fall, that's a picture on the wall. She always had that little drop of poison. Did the devil make the world while God was sleeping? You'll never get a wish from a bone. Another wrong goodbye and 100 sailors. That deep blue sky is my home, and she left in the fall, that's a picture on the wall. She always had that little drop of poison.
Geyser just had to slow it down after Bad Reputation with Little Drops of Poison and I Need Some Sleep. But I truly hope you guys are still awake and attentive and full of joy and energy.
I have a fun fact for you, Ant-Man.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So apparently Nicolas Cage turned down the role of Shrek.
Really? That's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, I mean, I don't really know exactly why. But I just like saw on the internet that it was because he was worried about what kids would think of him. Oh, and he said, oh, like, you know, I don't really care what people think of me, but kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But like, kids. What does that even mean? Like, he was worried that kids would see him as an ogre?
Probably. Maybe kids think Mike Myers is.
Well, I kind of do. I mean, yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, this came out in like 2004 or something like that.
Right.
Like, that was my only introduction to Mike Myers, or my first.
Yeah, your first.
And I mean, I think Mike Myers, I think Shrek.
Really?
What if it were, you think Nicolas Cage?
You think Shrek? That'd be a weird world. I don't think I want to live in that world.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
I want to live in the world where Myers is the Cat in the Hat and Shrek and Austin Powers.
Oh, well, that too.
100%.
But I mean, what's the shame in like kids seeing you as an ogre?
I mean,
an ogre is like a happy creature for me. Mike Myers made ogres happy for me.
You might have had a weird childhood, literally.
No, it was very happy because ogres were nice.
Nice. All right, guys. Enough fooling around. I'm going to give you guys Ever Fallen in Love by the Buzzcocks. Hope you guys enjoy.
Someone Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes. Still the days seem the same, and these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds, they're immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
All right, guys, that was Changes by Butterfly Butcher and David Bowie. And I might get, you know, butchered for saying this, but I think that the cover that they made for Shrek 2 is a lot better than the original. I think so, at least. What do you think, Lily?
I knew you were going to say that. I think that our generation is a little damaged. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for our generation, but I personally probably am, because like that's the version I know of the song, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even when like I asked my brother once to play Changes, and he was like, "Oh, you want the Shrek version?" Like,
oh god.
But no, I like the original version, David Bowie.
Yeah. No, yeah. David Bowie. He's an icon, 100%. But yeah, the original just doesn't do it for me the way that this one does.
Yeah, because you know this one better and you associate it with, you know, Shrek 2.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah, 100%. And I think I just have to say that Changes is probably one or two, like number one or number two for me, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, Funky Town and Changes. It's most vibacious songs.
It's Accidentally in Love for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Damn.
I'm a big Counting Crows fan, though.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Damn, I grew
up
that.
With a lot of Counting Crows.
Cool.
Accidentally in Love. It's very happy.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
And also, like, the movie just starts with it.
Yeah.
We get right into it with Shrek and Fiona running through the field of daisies.
Yeah.
In their honeymoon with knives and pitchforks running after them.
Yeah.
But they're so blissfully unaware. Because they're in love.
Yeah.
Of course. What do we have next?
Next is Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler. Hope you guys enjoy.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we all just need heroes in our life, honestly.
Stop.
And I don't know, there's a couple people in my life who I'd consider heroes. One being T-Cap, you know, T-Cap the hero, T-Cap the superhero. Just a very reliable guy. Top notch dude. All right, do you have anyone who you think
here
is a
hero? Here are my heroes.
Yeah, who's a hero to you, Lily?
Shmems and Bobby.
100%. Definitely. Definitely Shmems and Bobby.
I love Shmems and Bobby. Shout out to Shmems and Bobby. Mimo Droops and Bone.
100%.
Thanks for listening, guys. And Kate and Sarah.
Oh, they're listening too?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think so, if Kate's awake. Kate, I also want to apologize to you for bringing track recruits into the room this morning while you're still sleeping. I didn't know what to do with them.
Fair.
But they were a lovely bunch. Mm-hmm. And I think that I think our room was very welcoming. So shout out to our heroes.
Yeah, shout out to our heroes. There are no villains on Lafayette campus.
Well,
none. Hey, we gotta be nice.
Yeah, of course.
Gotta be nice. We're on air.
Katie Riley. We love you too. You're definitely a hero.
100%. Katie Riley, the FAMS major, my favorite FAMS major. Yeah, but honestly,
FAMS major who might have some good movie analysis to give us.
Yeah.
So Katie, start thinking of your favorite soundtracks. We can talk about a movie in the next few weeks.
Yeah. But whenever I hear this song, I think about the scene. The scene is just so epic.
Yeah.
There's like, what, 200-foot gingerbread man storming a castle?
Hell yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Imagine like you're going about your day and a 200-foot gingerbread man just starts chasing a little pony that's talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a spectacle.
What are they throwing at him to try and like, it's hot milk, right?
When he like starts to pull the gate down, it's like hot milk
because he'll just disintegrate.
He
does.
But
Shrek gets in, so it's all good.
Shrek gets in.
Yeah.
Gingy,
do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man,
the one who lives on Drury Lane.
Yes, the one who lives on Drury Lane.
The Muffin Man.
All right, guys. Before we end the Shrek 2 soundtrack, we have one more Shrek 1 song that I want to play for you guys, all right? It's I'm On My Way by The Proclaimers. Hope you guys enjoy.
Let me do your front door. I know that
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was I'm On My Way by the Proclaimers.
Ant-Man, I have a question for you.
Yeah, lay it on me, girl.
Who's your favorite character?
Okay, listen.
It can be from Shrek 1 or Shrek 2.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I think that if I were to say Shrek, I'd be cheating. So
not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but it's a little, it would be too obvious. You know what I mean? But if I were to say Donkey,
people would also hate on you because that's everyone's favorite character.
Yeah, but like Donkey's just such a funny dude, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy is such a funny guy. Eddie Murphy is such a funny guy. He plays Donkey perfectly, I think. Yeah. Nobody better suited for the role Donkey than Eddie Murphy. Yeah. And I think in Shrek 2, like specifically Shrek 2, I think the inclusion of Puss in Boots, you know? I think that is like what ties everything together.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah.
And I picked up on that more this time when we watched it because it was like, you know, Shrek and Donkey, iconic duo.
Yeah.
You throw Puss in there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he kind of throws Donkey in for a loop.
Yeah, he's like, I thought I was the best friend.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, he's hanging up with a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite character is Dragon.
Oh, really? I like that. I like that.
Pretty Dragon.
Yeah,
yeah, such a pretty dragon. She's not in Shrek 2.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
because
she's
in the
Shrek
beginning,
3, though, right?
Dude, I don't know. Shrek 3 is irrelevant.
Yeah, fair.
But in the beginning of Shrek 2, when they come in from their honeymoon, and Donkey's there, and they're like, get out, Donkey. And he's like, oh, we're having some issues.
Yeah, she's having mood swings.
Yeah, she's having mood swings.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on there.
She's probably pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because in Shrek 3, he got the kids.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's why she's not in there. Mm-hmm. She's having morning sickness.
Yeah, she couldn't make it to the shoots.
Or to Funky Town. Because I feel like she could have...
She could have flown them over.
They didn't need the big gingerbread man if she would have been there.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways,
some food for thought. Some food for thought. But anyways, we're talking about Donkey and Puss, right? And at the end of Shrek 2, right, they're Let me set the scene for you, all right? The Shrek and Fiona, they just had a little hug. All right, and then they turned back into their big green, sexy, beautiful, like original forms, and now they're all just having a good time, right? They're married. They're on their honeymoon. Well, not their honeymoon, but they just got their frog dad's blessing. All right, now Puss and Donkey, they're about to start singing "Living La Vida Loca" by Ricky Martin. All right, their version, unfortunately, is not on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys are going to have to settle for the original. All right? I hope you guys enjoy. Here you go, guys. New York City.
in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. You should make you go insane.
All right, guys, that was the end of our set.
Thanks for listening. This was Mediocre Movie Hour with Ant-Man and Lil D. Same time next week.
Sunday 8 to 9. Yep. See you there. Bye, guys. Peace.
Hold your horses. Wait, it says when it says hold your horses, you're fine?